Eyewitnesses describe a plane on fire, lighting up the night sky. The crash of an Antonov cargo plane tearing through an open field.
I wonder how it didn't fall on our houses, because it came from over there. It was full of smoke. It had a noise I can't describe and went over the mountain. It passed the mountain and turned and crashed into the fields. There were flames. We were scared. A lot of cars came, but they could not approach because there were continuous explosions.
The scale of devastation at first confusing people who saw the plane come down.
We see something bright coming down from the direction of the castle, but we thought it was a light. After that, we said, fire, fire, what is it? Is it a plane? What is it? By the time we understood what it was, it had fallen to the ground. We were terrified. We also had children. We were screaming, shouting.
Local residents and first responders describe ongoing explosions following the crash.
It crashed to the ground and developed into a large fire with many continuous explosions.
Greek media reports hazardous materials were on board, including explosives.
The air measurements at the moment have not shown anything, but nonetheless, instability in the field was observed. In other words, intense smoke and heat, as well as a white substance that we do not recognize. So a special armed forces team has to inform us of what it is and whether we can enter the field.
The flight was operated by Meridian, a Ukraine-based cargo carrier. It originated in Serbia, the country's defense ministry confirming the cargo.
The plane was carrying 11.5 tons of products of our arms trade for the end buyer in Bangladesh. The buyer was the Bangladesh Ministry of Defense as a fully permitted end user, end buyer. The flight route was Nis, with technical landings in Amman, Riyadh, Ahmedabad, and was planned to land in Dhaka as the final destination.
Moments before the plane went down, the pilot radioed about a problem with one of the engines, requesting an emergency landing, but unable to make it to the nearest airport, the journey ending in a field in northern Greece. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.
David DeRoche is an associate professor and senior military fellow at the National Defense University. He says examining the scene is difficult because of explosives in the wreckage.
11.5 tons sounds like a lot. It's not a whole lot for arms shipments. The reason why it was flown rather than sent by sea is because it's not big enough for a ship. You know, and obviously if you're shipping weapons, you have to have a dedicated ship just for that. It's a problem when you have explosives because when the plane crashes, you have to worry about the explosives cooking off afterwards. So the damage always looks worse because people don't go and put out the fire. They have to sit back, let the fire burn itself out. And, it's always unpleasant. It's always nasty when a plane crashes, but this is particularly unpleasant because of that. There are also reports that some of the rounds were mortar illumination rounds, which are not normal, blast explosives. They tend to be metalized, finely fragmented pieces of metal, which are extremely flammable. So again, that would create some problems for firefighters and rescuers. Ukraine is among the world air leaders in air cargo services. They produce, or they did until the Russians destroyed the factory, wide-body aircraft. NATO countries charter aircraft from the Ukrainian firms quite frequently. They are among the world leaders. So this isn't some shady fly-by-night. It's an established, well-accepted practice. Although, they're not subject to some of the scrutiny that a Western country would be. They're not part of any European institutions, but they are a known quantity. The initial report said mortars and mines, and I think they meant mortar rounds. I know that there's trace elements of, illuminating radioactive material sometimes in mortar sites so that you could view at night, same as you'd get in a wristwatch. If there's any kind of toxic substances, the Greek government probably consolidates all of that under their energy authority. And I think it makes sense to at least scan it, because low-level radiation is used not in munitions, but in some military equipment.
Tanvir Chowdhury has more on the government's response in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, the plane's final destination.
Well, I spoke to the Inter-Service Public Relations Office, which is essentially the media wing of the Defense Ministry and the armed forces combined together. Now, they handed out a statement in Bangla to local media as well as to me, saying this plane was carrying essentially ammunition for mortars for Bangladesh Army and the border guards for training purposes. Now, that contradicts a little bit with the Serbian defense minister, where he was saying that it includes weapons and mines. Now, the definition of weapons and ammunition can be a little bit confusing. But one thing for sure that Bangladesh admitted, that plane was Ukrainian registered cargo plane, was destined for Bangladesh. We still have to find out what's the Greek authorities, after the investigation, exactly find out what was in that plane. Bangladesh traditionally, since it's independent, have been buying weapons from previous or former Soviet bloc countries, traditionally Russia, Yugoslavia, Czech Republic, and now Serbia is one of the suppliers of weapons. Bangladesh buys artillery pieces from them, from Belarus. Most of the weapons purchases are Russian grades, although majority are supplied by China, and many of them are used in the UN peacekeeping operation. Bangladesh is one of the largest troops contingent in the UN. So many of these weapons are used overseas in different peacekeeping missions. Traditionally, they've been using Eastern Bloc weapons as opposed to Western Bloc weapons. So the Serbian weapon supply is not so surprising, although in this case, we are a little confused on it was just ammunition or just weapons.